Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is top of Virginia Regional Chamber CEO Richard Kennedy. Welcome to the show, Richard. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for allowing me to speak here. Thank you.
Let's start real quick with the Chamber's 100th celebration. How was it to mark that centennial?
It was really great. We had a lot of support from all of our members and everybody. And just imagine an organization being around for 100 years. And all through the history and everything that's happened, particularly in this area here. So it's great to honor the history of everything here, plus the members. We really, without the members, we wouldn't have a chamber. So we try and celebrate the members and for all the accomplishments and work that they do.
It started in 1917. Great to have had that celebration. The annual Greater Good Awards, they were held on Friday, January 26th. How did that night go?
Oh, that went great. We had nearly 300 people there, and we had a number of nominees for the four awards that we gave out, and it was just a great event. We did a little different this year. It was more of a Hollywood theme. So we did some Hollywood-type pictures being taken. We had some theme. The winners were announced by the little envelope that was given to Jay Foreman, who was the MC. And we had a little red carpet areas and so forth, so it was really a lot of fun.
Let's run down who really shined on that red carpet, the winners. Let's start with Small Business of the Year.
Small Business of the Year was Gore Meats, and they've actually were started in 1961 in Frederick County here. They are in their 57th year and is a fourth-generation family operation. The largest business of the year is American Woodmark. They actually were created by a group of local businessmen in 1980, and they are the number one cabinet maker for kitchen and baths and so forth in the United States here. And they will do about $1.6 billion in revenue this upcoming year.
Let's talk individuals. Entrepreneur of the Year.
Jacqueline Shoemaker, owner of Winchester Weight Loss. She actually started in 2013 with one employee, and the business has grown, and she just gets into a lot of unique things in the area here, and actually she was in the Air Force almost 20 years. She's been around.
And finally, Citizen of the Year.
Citizen of the Year is Timothy Coyne. He is the current public defender in Winchester, has been there since 2004. Northern Shenandoah Valley Substance Abuse Coalition. And just recently here started Drug Treatment Court, which is an alternative to incarceration.
Great night, some impressive winners, and I know everybody had a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun for all of us.
The General Assembly session continues, and the top of Virginia Regional Chamber has climbed on board a coalition of chambers concerned about I-81. How did this come about?
Well, we got started as actually I was asked to be on the State Board of Directors for the Chamber of Commerce executives last year. And in one of our meetings, I met up with the president of that group in November of last year. And we had a discussion about how to solve as a group some of the issues that pertain local chambers. And one idea that stuck with us between Frank Tamburino of the Rockingham Chamber and myself, we started talking about forming a coalition of chambers along the I-81 corridor to try and affect some of the changes and then the improvements that we need to have along that I-81 road.
How many chambers are taking part in this coalition?
Well, as of now, we started out with three, which was the Rockingham, our chamber, and Greater Augusta. We now added Shenandoah County Chamber. We have the Warren County Chamber. And just recently here, Roanoke Chamber is added, so we have a total of six.
What is the main goal here? What is desired?
Well, what we are trying to do is to create some visibility with the issues that we have. We, as chambers, represent thousands of businesses and tens of thousands of commuters that use the I-81 corridor. And we are trying to make an impact statement to our both state legislators and our federal legislators to say, hey, we want to be able to look at not just short and long term, or short and mid-range funding, but also long term. What's going to be the eventual goal of being able to create this as a safe and convenient way for our businesses and employees to be able to travel?
What other legislative priorities does the chamber have?
Well, right now we actually we're looking at we have a couple representatives for our chamber here, and the education piece is a very big, large function of that. We also care very much about healthcare issues. As you know, we have one of the state's largest healthcare systems here, Valley Health System. And so we are very concerned about how it impacts some of those areas.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with top of Virginia Regional Chamber's Richard Kennedy. How is the local economy doing?
It's doing pretty good. We have a lot of room for growth in the area here. As you know, we have recently announced the area has a number of new businesses that are coming into the area here, Amazon. The FBI is building a new building here. We have Navy Federal Credit Union that has started construction on a third building out there. We have Procter & Gamble that is moving into the area here just north of Winchester. And so it is good because they're seeing a lot of good things in this area.
Are you optimistic that those good things are going to keep going?
I am optimistic, very much optimistic, because we have such a great attitude of people here in this area that are willing to make those changes and accept that here the growth is going to happen. We have seen, obviously, a large amount of growth over the last number of years in this area, and we will continue, if not even more, and therefore we really have to be very optimistic about what that brings into the area here in terms of salaries and that sort of thing for us.
Let's talk a little bit about being a member of the chamber. What are the main benefits of membership?
Well, the main benefits of membership is that we here help you in a variety of ways to grow your business. And that's our mission, is to ensure the try and help you with the success of your business. And we have a various number of programs. We can do sponsorships and advertising through the chamber. We have lead share groups that we have set up to help you exchange leads and so forth for your businesses. We have a number of events that help with networking, Facebook, social media type activities. And so we just have a number of ways that it's trying to connect with each other in the community here.
Well, I know another one of the popular programs is the Valley Business Women. That one's going well, isn't it?
That is doing very well. We have planned four events, four luncheons for this year with some very good people that will be speakers for that. And we get a pretty good attendance for that.
Yeah, and you've also got the Young Professionals Group, a lot of different options.
Yes, we do. Our Young Professionals Group is growing, and we do invite people that are, you know, kind of earlier or leaders in their career at an early age, and we want to help them kind of mature into the better leaders as they grow in their career.
You also have the Ambassadors Program. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, what that is we have people that are our employees of our members that want to help our new members in particular to understand how they can get the most out of the chamber. And they come to our various events. They hook up with some of the new members and kind of lead them through some of the efforts to fully utilize what the chamber has to offer.
Does the chamber have a need for volunteers?
Well, we always have a need for volunteers. We have the number of events that we have going on besides, you know, we have committees that help put some of these events together. We greatly appreciate the help of volunteers. In fact, last year we were looking at it. We used over 100 volunteers in our events and other activities that we had last year. So we are always looking for volunteers, and please contact the chamber if you are so inclined to really be a part of the community.
Well, the Top of Virginia Regional Chamber's newsletter is widely distributed. How else can people stay up to date with chamber news, events, happenings?
We have a website. We actually are going to be kind of changing up our website a little bit this year so that it is, one, more informative. We have a great community calendar on there, and anybody can access the website. You don't have to be a member. Anybody can access the website and look at our calendar and just take a look at some of the events that we have going on there, too. And also, particularly for our members, we have a various number of email newsletter-type activity that goes out so that they can see what's going on. As you probably know, we have an insert that goes into the newspaper each month that is about an 8-page report that comes out from the chamber here to kind of tell you what's going on and some of the highlights. But we particularly enjoy the fact that we are able to highlight our members in that publication, some of their accomplishments.
You've been at the leading the chamber for almost a year and a half now. You've been in the area, what, about 4 years?
About 4 years.
Yeah, what do you like about this area? You came from California to here, right?
Yes, I did. We actually, when I do retire, and who knows when that's going to be, we looked at this as one of the areas to retire to. And having been here now for the 4 years, I love the people here. They're all very friendly. I feel very comfortable here with the community. And this is a very giving community. There's a lot of nonprofits and other ways that people really help each other out in the community here. It's got a great climate. It has four seasons, which I've never really had before. It is close to my family. I have my family in my son and daughter are both in the D.C. area, not in D.C., but outside that area there. So we're close, and we have a couple of great grandkids there. The cost of living is great, particularly coming from California. It's just a great environment, and I think it's going to be one of the really super environments going forward here into the future.
Well, we're out of time for this week. Top of Virginia Regional Chamber CEO Richard Kennedy, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.